attention.
Das ist Postgame auf www.sportradio360.de. Denn nach dem Spiel ist und bleibt nach dem Spiel. Und wir haben genau hingehört.
So, herzlich willkommen zu Postgame. Rückblick auf die dritte Runde der Porsche European Open. Ich spreche wieder mit Christopher Limberopoulos von Sky Sport. Fassen wir kurz den Tag zusammen. Bert Ritthammer nach 2 Runden 4 Schläge zurück. Nach 3 Runden in geteilter Führung mit Robert McIntyre. Was sagst du zu dieser Entwicklung?
Ich finde es sensationell. Also Bernd Ritthammer, dass er ja so die Nerven dann auch behält. Also heute war es ja für ihn auch schon ein anderer Tag. Also viel mehr mediale Aufmerksamkeit. Natürlich pushen ihn die ganzen Zuschauer hier in Hamburg, aber das war für ihn auch schon so eine schwierige Situation. Hat eben auch im Interview mit Sky verraten, dass er ein bisschen nervös gewesen ist. Hat das aber gut in den Griff bekommen, fand ich. Und wirkte jetzt auch sehr, sehr selbstbewusst. Ist ja auch ganz interessant. Hat ein kleines Kind. Sagt, wie wird es denn jetzt aussehen? Ob er sich dann gut vorbereiten kann und ob er ausgeruht ist morgen, sagt er, ja, ich habe meinen einjährigen Sohn mit im Zimmer. Mal gucken, ob ich überhaupt schlafen kann. Also ich finde das eine total schöne menschliche Geschichte und natürlich drücken alle deutschen Fans ihm jetzt die Daumen.
Wäre natürlich eine irre Geschichte erarbeitet, da, wie er eben gerade gesagt hat, quasi 10 Jahre drauf hin. Und das ist sein exakt 100. Start auf der European Tour. Das wäre ja eigentlich das perfekte Ereignis und auch der perfekte Ort hier in Deutschland vor heimischem Publikum für den ersten Sieg. Aber die Ausgangssituation ist nicht sonderlich leicht. Es sind im Moment 5 Spieler innerhalb von einem Schlag. Für die Zuschauer natürlich somit das beste Szenario, was es geben kann.
Klar, und die da auch alle mit vorne mit dabei sind, das sind natürlich auch alles richtig gute Spieler, die auch schon nachgewiesen haben, dass sie es können. Also vielleicht ist ja für Bernd Ritthammer dann auch der Druck dann nochmal ein bisschen größer, weil das läuft ja alles auf diesen einen Tag jetzt hinaus. 10 Jahre drauf vorbereitet, also Casey hat schon gewonnen, Lara Sabal, so natürlich hat er jetzt Druck. So, aber auf der anderen Seite, das ist ja positiver Druck auch. Also in der Position zu sein, nach dem Moving Day morgen im Schlussflight zu spielen, alle drücken ihnen die Daumen. Das ist ja auch ganz viel positive Energie. Also deswegen, ich freue mich auf den morgigen Tag und ja, irgendwie so ganz neutral sind wir ja dann auch nicht und drücken ihm natürlich die Daumen.
Alles gleich, danke. Wir danke dir sehr. Warten wir es ab und morgen werden wir dann wissen, wer das Turnier zu seinen Gunsten entschieden hat. Vielen Dank, Chris. Ben Evans, 68 today. Big improvement on the leaderboard. How was it out there today?
I enjoyed it. We had a good game. Xander was really good guy to play with. We had a good laugh and a good chat. Yeah, it was quite nice, to be fair. It felt like we were playing quickly, even though we were behind. It felt like we were rushing a lot, but it's just a long course to walk. But it's a good course. Like, you can make a bogey from nowhere. You got a lot of club into a lot of greens, and you just have to make the most of the putts when you get them. And I think I probably putted pretty well from inside 10 feet, really. Just the one at last just grazed the edge, but other than that, I hold most putts from 10 feet and in, really. But yes, of course, you just have to... kind of like, you can make birdies, but you can also drop shots quite easily.
Yeah.
Just have to hit it in the fairway, otherwise you've got not a good shot to the green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at the moment you're outside the top 140 in the race to Dubai. The final stretch for the regular season starts. Do you feel any pressure, or do you think in the last couple of starts, this is a big week and I can... build up some momentum on this?
Yeah, I think I've just... in the day, you've got to go and play golf. Yeah. Just one shot at a time, I guess, is everything everyone says. But it's more a state of mind. You just have to kind of just go ahead and play. But yeah, what will be. I've been in this position quite a few times. So it's just... yeah, just have to play well. Just got to play good golf, really.
Okay, thanks, Ben. Best of luck for Sunday. Right, bye-bye. Wir machen weiter mit Jeff Winter. Jeff, third round, 70 today, you are -5 in total for the tournament, sitting now at the top 10. How satisfied are you with your performance thus far?
I'm very, very pleased with my play so far. The driver's been a little sketchy today, but otherwise irons are sitting good, hammering at the flags, so I can't really, and the putter's hot as well, so hopefully it's hot again tomorrow.
Well, let's talk about the tournament. You have been here before. The conditions on Thursday, Friday were a little bit of brutal. Today it was, for me, calm, was very good playable, but the course is also pretty hard. Just a couple of thoughts about the track here.
The track is really good. It's enjoyable, and the tour set it up really good, especially that the last 2 days, I think. It's just playing hard, long. You have to get good shots. The rough is thick. I'm glad I got my rescue in the bag this week, because otherwise I couldn't reach the par fours. But otherwise, it's really good. The greens are a little soft, but they still roll really nicely.
Well, looking forward to Sunday. You're at position number 100 in the race to Dubai. So is it for you a golden opportunity maybe tomorrow to wrap up your card for next year? Or you're not thinking about this because you still have 4 or 5 starts left?
My goal, as I told the other guys, actually, my goal is to get into Turkey
yeah.
this year.
Yeah, yeah.
So obviously getting into Turkey, that will yeah. give me my card. So that's my main focus.
Okay.
I just want to do really well here and KLM next week, and it looks like I'm having 2 weeks off after that with Wentworth and Dunhill Links, so yep. I have to grind my teeth these 2 weeks.
So best of luck here, and of course at the KLM, best of luck for Sunday, Jeff. Thanks for your time, bye.
Thank you. Good stuff.
Pablo Larrazabal, 68 today. How would you sum up your round? Obviously, Thursday and Friday, the conditions were very tough. Today, it wasn't that tough. How would you sum up your round, please?
Well, this golf course is tough anyway. This golf course is super tough anyway. You know, I'm hitting a 5 wood in a par 3, a lot of 5 irons and 6 irons into those par 4s, and I cannot reach any of the par 5s. So it's a tough golf course to play. But it's a great test. I hope they set up the golf course very tough tomorrow, and we will see. I play very good. Obviously, start with 3 birdies in a row. They are always help. But yeah, I made a couple mistakes after that. But yeah, I'm ready for a battle.
So you're still in contention. You have 4 wins on the European Tour. 2 of those were in Germany. What are your expectations from tomorrow?
Well, in the European Open, the Porsche European Open, we're not going to talk about my 2 wins in Germany. I like great golf courses. I don't really like bad golf courses. I like good tests. I like good golf courses, and this is a great golf course, and it suits my eye since the beginning. I'm hitting it well. I'm chipping well. I'm putting well. As you say, you say that I won 4 times. I say that I only won 4 times.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm ready for a battle, and my caddy is ready to go. We are ready for a Sunday afternoon battle.
So then, best of luck for the next charge of you, and good luck on Sunday, Pablo. Thanks.
Yeah, I will need it.
I thought I played quite well today. I was in a lot of good shots, and but just didn't really make any putts. And I hit a back off shot on 16 on the par 5 off the tee. I made bogey there, which was unfortunate, but finished it off with a birdie, so that's always nice.
Yeah, the birdie on 18, it was lovely, was it? Tell us through that, please.
Well, today was obviously almost no wind, so if you hit the fairway, you'll have a good yardage or a short enough yardage to hit it on the green and 2, and I did that, or I hit it just long and got myself a long birdie.
The deficit was quite big going into today. It's all squeezed up a bit, so you're in a position where you might just be possibly one shot behind the lead going in. Tell us about that. Get your thoughts about tomorrow.
Yeah, I think I'm not too far off the lead. Obviously, I'm not in the lead, so I'll have to shoot a good score tomorrow to get somewhere close, and then we'll see what happens.
There's progression, isn't there, from your amateur days playing in the States, Palmer Cup. best European amateur player in the world, and now you're ready, hopefully, to make that step to European Tour victory. Tell me what it would mean to you to get across the line tomorrow.
I don't know, I'm not thinking about that.
Paul, around half three under past 69, give us your assessment of your play today.
Yeah, some solid stuff. Probably the best ball striking day I've had today. There was some good stuff until 18 when I knocked it in the rubbish. But I was just cruising around, having a good time. Sun's out, no wind. More my kind of style of golf.
You were six behind starting the day, but tied for the lead through 11 holes. How aware were you of the struggles of the leader? In fact, he wasn't having a great day.
I mean, I saw the leaderboard, but it's a long way to go. So, you know, all those guys who have struggled today, I mean, usually the guys who struggle today usually play well tomorrow. So, there's a lot of guys out here, you know, this is a very big week for them. It's a big week for me too, but, you know, I'm in a different position because I've been there and done that. So, there's very little pressure on me. And I'm the guy to beat, obviously. I'm the highest... highest in the world rankings of the guys near the leaderboard. But still, I mean, I go out and do what I did today and try and have a lot of fun, enjoy the crowds, enjoy the golf course.
It has been a brilliant season for you on the PGA Tour, your best ever, obviously, defending the Valspar and seven top tens, nearly $7 million in prize money. Are you playing the best golf of your life right now?
Probably.
conditions today, you look as though...
Yeah, I mean, look, physically, I'm you know, I've said it before, I'm one of the older guys now, but I'm as physically fit, if not fitter, than most of the young guys. Certainly stronger, so with the exception of Brooks and some of these guys out there. But I also in a stage where I'm, you know, pretty content, so... You know, that makes me, as Westwood said, you know, because when you don't care as much, you're dangerous. And I'm kind of falling into that category. So it makes me dangerous tomorrow.
You volunteered at the European Open years ago. It is one of the wonderful championships we have on the European Tour. Very historic. Lots of great names have won it. What would it mean to you to put your name on that trophy?
Yeah, that would be very cool. It is a great trophy. It's a great championship. So that would mean an awful lot. You know, I love... There's one thing about the tournaments I've been fortunate to win. In fact, just sounds sad, but I was polishing trophies the other day. They were terrible. They were tarnished. But you know, some of the events I've won. You look at the Irish Open, and we've got albeit Wentworth in a couple of weeks, BMW Championship, and it's look all these things. When you look at people like Seve's name on there, you know, my heroes. That's very, very cool. And the year I was at Walton Heath, working that Mike Harwood won. And there's some great names on that. So I'd love to win a Porsche European Open.
We'll show up that quest tomorrow.
Thank you very much. So, zum Abschluss sprechen wir mit dem heute mitführenden Bernd Rittamer. Bernd, du hast heute eine 70 gespielt. Wie würdest du deinen Tag heute kurz zusammenfassen?
Also alles in allem positiv. Ich denke, unter Paar war sicherlich grundsätzlich eine gute Leistung heute. Und habe vor allem auf den Front 9 sehr solide gespielt. Habe mir da eigentlich bis auf, der erste Abschlag war ein bisschen wackelig, aber das war irgendwie fast schon klar. habe sehr solide Front 9 gespielt und auf den Back 9 dann so ab Loch 10 Birdie gemacht. Kann passieren, ist ein schweres Loch. Und dann so ab Loch 13, 14 habe ich so ein bisschen den Faden verloren, auch der Fokus weggegangen. Da war ich dann realisiert, dass ich irgendwie in Führung bin mit zwei Schlägen. Und dann kommen einem alle möglichen Gedanken in den Kopf, nur nicht die richtigen. Habe ich einen Bogey gemacht auf 15 und 16 auch verdient, weil die 14, 15, weil die Abschläge einfach schlecht waren. Und konnte mich dann aber die letzten drei Loch nochmal fangen, habe nochmal ein paar gute Schüsse gemacht. Birdie am letzten ist natürlich cool, so aufzuhören und freue mich auf morgen.
Ja, du sprichst es an, morgen dann nochmal mit Robert McIntyre. Wir hatten gestern schon darüber gesprochen. Ihr kennt euch ganz gut, ihr habt jetzt heute sogar schon mal gespielt. Was erwartest du vom morgigen Tag?
Ich glaube, dass das heute eine sehr, sehr gute Vorbereitung war, weil wir waren heute im Schlussflight mit Robert und ich. Kameras waren eigentlich bei jedem Schlag da, viele Zuschauer. Ich denke, dass es morgen sehr, sehr ähnlich sein wird. Uhrzeit wird sehr gleich sein. Deswegen, ich bin eigentlich ganz froh, dass die Situation heute, ich habe es ganz gut hingekriegt und es ist schon schön, dass ich jetzt morgen da nicht irgendwie in eine Situation reinrenne, die mich da überrascht hätte. Deswegen war eigentlich echt, echt cool, dass es morgen das Szenario quasi nochmal genau identisch ist wie heute.
Ja, wir wünschen dir alles Glück der Welt und wir sprechen uns hoffentlich morgen nochmal. Alles klar. Ciao.
Das war Postgame auf www.sportradio360.de. Versäumen Sie nicht die Big Show, jeden Donnerstag neu, oder Wir sind Dirk, unser Basketball-Special und vieles mehr. Und besuchen Sie uns auf Facebook unter facebook.com/sportradio360. Folgen Sie uns auf Twitter und abonnieren Sie uns auf iTunes.